It's happening.
Rise to you when tempted. Lord of all. Like never before. Does anybody know we have
children? Follow Amber. The kids know if they're just going.
Okay, well, they're clear now. We're going to introduce our speaker for today. Now, I love a good sermon, but I tell you what, good testimony, man. I'm all for that. So I'm excited about it. I was actually thinking how long I've known Frank. When we first moved here in 1983, my mom was the secretary for the police department in Omak. So I would, after school, I'd walk down and get one of those soda pops from there. And I remember Frank is just being this is big guy, tall and just like authority. it's awesome to see Frank around, and so he's going to come up and give a talk, a testimony, we're going to be blessed by it. So, all right, come on up, Frank.
Amen.
Showtime. So, I had God all the way through my life. And everything was really good, and then, you know, we all had, you know, what time's going, but I just never questioned anything. Then, you know, as my life progressed, I didn't know what to do, ended up meeting Annette, we get married, and I don't know how to describe this. We've had a great life, good and bad, but, you know, you would deal with things would happen, and I'm just going to be blunt. Annette's mom, right after we got married, she was murdered. So, you know, we had to deal with that. And it's just like, I'm no different than anybody else in this room. Up and down, through, you know, the things you deal with. And then later on in life, when I became a cop, my daughter, she went south on us with drugs for, I don't know, 16 years, 17 years. So I've had all these little things going on in my life. But I never questioned it. I never questioned God. I don't know if this makes sense. It makes sense up here. But I never questioned God. It was kind of like, I felt like God was making me tougher. And this is what I used to tell everybody. You know, it's like, no, God's only going to give you so much. And then we're going to move on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't let it get to you. I don't hardly ever remember my life having an emotion. You know, no crying, no nothing. I mean, it's just, this is life. I got notes. And that calls me the squirrel. I don't stand on track and all of it. So then, I just, as you all know, I was a cop in this county. And I just fell in love. I honestly, and I told Pastor Jones, I believe in my heart, God put me down here to be a cop. I loved being a cop. I loved it more than life. It was just this, I don't know, it was the dark side of the world. And I hate to admit it, I love being in the dark side. I was the good guy, but I liked dealing with it. And you just dealt with so much. You dealt with drugs and alcohol, and you saw the really tough side of life in people. You know, the mental issues, lots of death, a lot of problems with children. But I managed all of it. I mean, all of it. It never fazed me. I just learned God gave me this task. This is my job. I'm not questioning it. And so, and I'll get to where I'm going with this thing. And so, I just always felt, you know, I am. I'm strong. I got a strong mind. And so I just learned to deal with stuff. My family nicknamed me the Rock, just because I deal with stuff. And I think a lot of it is because I was raised military, and that's the way their mentality is. I mean, you just never know day-to-day what's going to happen. So, as we continue through this thing, everything in my life is grand. And then at some point, I started struggling with the Catholic faith. And I walked away from the church. I mean, I was big in the church. I loved everything about it. I liked church, but I walked away from it for almost 16 years and had nothing. But I still did my daily praying, and I still did, you know, I just did everything I did. I was sheriff, you know, running around being me. And everything I had done, God has really blessed me. You remember the 14-15 fire? Mm-hmm. God just gave me all this, I don't know, I have this, not power, but being able to do stuff and stay up for days on end, and you're just trying to run a disaster. And I love it. Manette knows me. When the world is really bad, I love it. I'm sorry. I really love it. And I'm not saying I love disasters or the loss of life. But it's just when everything, to me, when the world goes bad, everything in my mind slows down. And I can just take it all in, and I just move in this methodic. Everything's great. So, it kind of got to just what I'm trying to tell you. You hear a lot of me. Well, I'm just going to skip to where all this goes south. So, I retired in 2018. And life's grand. Of course, then we go into COVID. Deal with that. I'm not a cop anymore. I really don't care about COVID rules. I don't have to So me and my dad just did whatever we wanted to do. We just had fun. I lived life. I'm retired. I'm doing what I wanted to do. My other goal was I was going to move, you know, Idaho, Montana. I'm a big hunter. Love hunting. Any hunters can come by my house so I can brag. So everything seemed to be going good. Well, then we get to 2021. And I've never experienced anything like this in my life. And in the summer, I just started feeling a little off. Didn't know what it was, but I was ready to kill somebody. I beat the snot out of anybody. My wife knows. We would walk around stores. I was looking for a fight. I have no clue why. But it was like I had this short fuse. Wanted to go back to my cop days. I didn't beat people in my cop days. just that feeling. Well, and I'm not lying to you. August of 2021, the wheels came off. My wife needed she needed to get glasses. We drove to Brewster. We got back. And I have no clue. To this day, I still don't know what it was. But I got really dizzy. And then it was just like this insane lost control in my mind. Panic. I've never experienced anything. That's why I was trying to lay down at the beginning of my life. I've never felt anything like this. But I'm an alpha male. I'm a tough guy. So I dealt with it. I dealt with it in August, made it all the way to November. I've been going to see doctors, you know, I had a gut issue. So there's always an excuse. Hunting was kind of my way of just dealing with stuff. I feel closer to God. Well, I just did everything because I know me. I can get through anything. Well, believe it or not, just so you know, I've only had two surgeries in my life. I won't take any pain meds. So I've never taken a drug in my life. I just will not lose up here. But at some point, I'm seeing doctors, I can't handle this, but we're going to figure it out. So they ended up putting me on something called Buspirone. It's an anxiety medicine. And so I've never in my life done a drug. So I was scared of that. So I tried this little drug, and it actually took the edge off. So I knew I was cured, got off it. Well, I'm ready to go hunting. I'm not kidding you. My wife's headed back to school. I'm sitting in, my heart rate, this entire time, was at 130 beats a minute. My average heart rate is 65. So I knew something's wrong. But I'm still going hunting. She's telling me to stay home. It's like, no, I've been waiting. So I drive over there. Heart rate that's just out of this world. And I went back on the bus program. In a couple days at work, I was fine. Went through the holidays, went into Christmas, and I couldn't shake this thing. And I've been doing everything. You know, by the book, no drinking, no nothing. Couldn't shake it. And then somewhere right before Christmas, I've never felt this before in my life. It was an overpowering fear of God. And what scared me the most was I basically, no cussing. I irritated or I turned my back up. I don't know what I did. But I kept praying and it just didn't work. And pretty soon I almost went into meltdown mode. I could not get my mind to calm down. And the only thing that kept coming to me was God. Nothing else mattered. And it was just God, day in and day out. And finally, being stubborn, I'm like, I gotta talk to somebody. Call my good friend Joe Sunday, my ex-undersheriff. And he said, hey, I got Pastor John. I didn't know. Like, if you want to talk to him, it's like, send me an all talk to anybody. So, seeing this was cool for him. Dates. I don't remember dates. Well, ours. But January 26th is when I met Pastor John. And most amazing thing and best thing that ever happened in my life. So I meet him and we we start talking. And you know, I'm nervous because honestly, I'm crazy. I'm the insane guy in the room. And he's just sitting there normal. Well, he tells me, just talk to me. So I can talk. And so I go off and I just talk. And I just tell him everything going on in my life and everything. This is gonna sound corny. It's a lot, I'm gonna say a lot of corny things. It's just he overwhelmed. Because he talks, or I do all the talking, and then when he gets done, he's like, okay, he doesn't know me from Adam. And he goes, let me tell you something. He goes, I'm going to tell you a little bit about you. And I said, okay. Well, number one, and he just starts out. He's like, well, I can tell you right now, I can see you basically took God, and you have him in your life, but you put him in a box. And when you need him, you pull him off the shelf, use him, thank him, put him back in the box. He goes, you like control. You want to be in control. You have, you know, being the sheriff and what you say goes, it's not this bad at home. But he's right. I am in control for you. Not that I make you do what I want to do, but I've got my mindset, we're going to get it done. We're going to do it. I'm listening to ideas, but, and so he just basically describes me. Well, I'm telling him, and I'll be honest, I told him, I'm scared. You know, this is a short life. That's a long eternity. It's like, where am I at? Well, then he started, this is what got weird. He starts reading some things out of the Bible. He's talking about Jacob. And he gives me all these examples of everybody in the Bible that ever, you know, suffered. Well, I'm not slamming Catholics. I was raised Catholic. You know, I've never read the Bible in my life. We read passages. We listened to whatever the priest told us, you know, or whatever mom, you know, that we just the way we were. So he tells me, you need to read the Bible. I went, you know, start. And so, you know, I went home and told him, can I just read the Bible? Plus, what was cool was I went home and told her, hey, I found a church. She's like, what do you mean you found a church? Said, we're going on Sunday, and we're going to go, which was the 30th of June, or July, January, and I said, and we're going to Bible study. She's a woman. She's freaking. She doesn't know how to dress. That's her only stress. I'm a nutmeg over here. She's stressing out her brain, and she's worried about it. So that's the beginning of you finding folks, and I mean that from the heart. So we started doing all this. So I started reading the Bible, and I don't know how many of you ever just sat down with Pastor John or had an issue and talked to him. I know a couple of you have said it before. I'd read the Bible, start reading, and freak out over what I read. And when I would talk to him, he would just basically tell me, okay, number one, just read it. Quit overanalyzing it, and quit looking for answers. Just read. So I did. So I'm reading the Bible halfway through this. He's like, you ever thought about baptism? And this is silly because I looked you guys up. This was it, not you guys. And I said, oh yeah, I was baptized as a Catholic child, baby. I said, you guys do full submersion. I'm in. And so, you know, I get excited. So I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. We'll do it. So I got to go home and tell my wife, you're going to get baptized in front of the church. It's been a great adventure for me. It's been rough for her. So we prep all this, and I'm not lying. I had within the first time I met Pastor John, he started telling me, and I started reading. My life, we didn't just go from here to here. The struggle was still there. But I started to understand everybody in the Bible. See, I was raised that Jesus, he basically sat in a green field with a lamb. You know how Catholics were? This was life. And when he picked the apostles, their life was great. You know, they knew everything. They were going to. You start reading the Bible, and it gave me, I was struggling. But it gave me an inner peace that I never I enjoy it. I still enjoy it. Fighting. We just got notified by the IRS that we overpaid her in Social Security. So I have $4,300. Praise God. So, and I'm not lying. It was just this inner peace of the struggle. And I mean, one struggle after another came. And before, it was me. I'm a tough guy. I'll figure this out. We'll get through. And that's why I used to tell her. We'll get through it. Don't worry about it. I've got our next squad. I have God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And as long as I went through this, and I just knew, I'm living life wrong. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, God blessed me. He gave me this life. And you know, I'm good at what I do. I can do these things. And then I thank Him for it. Mm-hmm. No, it has nothing to do with me. I live this life now. For Him.
Praise the Lord.
So I don't care what happens. And I don't care what my goals. My goals mean nothing. See, I always have goals. I still have goals. I still love impulsive road trips and hunting. I just do it. Mm-hmm. But God is now so much more number one. I wish I can't. Most of you in here, I'm preaching in the park. Most of you are so far ahead of me. If you ever go to Bible studies, I mean, come with me because I'm like the, I'm the rookie. But for me, it was huge. So to jump forward, and I'll try to wrap this up, is I'm doing my thing. We're all pumped up about baptism. You know, I think it's cool. I've seen on TV, Westerns. Well, what's weird is we come, we get baptized, and that was April 10th of 2022. Well, I go home and realize, oh, I got to take blood pressure. It's because I've been married to her for 4 years. But I never realized I need to take my meds. You know, my blood pressure medicine or my buzz burner. And it was the weirdest feeling. Like, okay, wait a minute. I don't need these. I do need blood pressure. So I stopped taking it. And it's like I said, it sounds corny. To me, it was like a sign from God. Mm-hmm. And kind of like telling me, you're on the right path. Mm-hmm. So I just kept reading. I'm telling you, getting baptized, I haven't looked back. Mm-hmm. My life has been 100% better. I just can't, it's all in here. Mm-hmm. Because I love everything that goes on. I don't care how bad it is. Or how good it is. It's all about God. Mm-hmm. If you knew me, Darren kind of knows me. Hunt season, I'm gone. 3 weeks. I ain't seen anything. Not for sure. Nothing. It's my life. Now, it's just it's a matter of fact for me. I go hunt and I find everything well. I'm out of here Saturday. I got to be back in church on Sunday. We do everything. We go to kids. We went on for graduation. Everything's planned. Thursday to Saturday. I wouldn't miss church. I wouldn't miss being with you folks. I wouldn't miss being with God. I read the Bible every day.
Amen.
Every day. I don't care how bad I feel, how long I'm up. That's the main thing I want to do in my life. And I've learned studying His Word, and I get being filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm not perfect, trust me. But I am so far ahead. I can't believe it either. I'm 66. And it's just like, I feel like I missed out on a whole bunch. So, I'm going to wrap this up. Okay, now I gotta read. This is the hard part for me. So I'm not a preacher. But bringing scripture into my life, this is what, when these guys are up here, we got to do that. I wrote it. Because it does mean a lot to me. A couple of scriptures that are just little lines that triggered my. James 1 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. You have no idea how much I need the patience. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like I said, not long type, but I can't ever shut this thing. It just runs. Another one is Proverbs 3. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. And here's the last one that really hit home for me. It's Proverbs 19:21. It says, there are many plans in a man's heart.
Yes.
Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. It was like a light bulb went on. So, yeah, okay. We're not living for Frank. Frank's living for God.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
So I want to end this and just this part of probably read just because I wrote 7 months. Yeah, the first thing is, and there's a lot of you guys in here that feel this way. I do. Alpha males, we're not alpha males. There's only one alpha male. God created him, and he died on the cross for us.
Come on.
I'm telling you, God, it's the greatest. We're just who all we are, what he created. And the only thing I can say for advice, and I'm not preaching, I'm not, you folks are so far ahead of me. But if you haven't read the Bible, read it. Read it all. And continue reading it. Study it. Go to Bible studies. Just, I'm telling you, stay active in God's Word. It does work miracles. And I listen to a lot of your testimonies when we talk with me. And I can't say enough about you guys. This is a plug, because you guys, when I walked in here for the first time, I don't know something about you. I've been to churches all over the world, and you got something going on here that I don't know what it is, but I love it. You're just incredible. I hate using the word, everybody has family, but you are. You're family. Yeah. Truly are. And I just want to thank you for that. Let's see. Okay, I just want to thank everybody again. Let me do this. Told you it wouldn't be your show. I want to thank God for the life He's given me and all the challenges He's done. And I owe God everything. And I won't quit. And then the final thing, I know it's Father's Day, but I want to thank you because without Pastor John, I think a lot of us would struggle. Greatest thing that ever came in my life. Mm-hmm. And I can't thank you enough.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love all of you.
Amen. Amen. That's why I like testimonies.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Yeah. We were done, but just Pastor John told me, he goes, all right, write down some notes, write down some things that he said, and I find myself after going, wow. I was just so great job, Frank. Great job. We appreciate it. I mean, I'm kind of facing similar, you know, I've never thought of my feelings. I think a lot of guys are like that, but I never thought of my feelings, never thought of the struggles, I just don't think of that stuff. And so when I found myself, just not too far ago, but kind of drowning, struggling, spinning, and all this stuff. And so I appreciate that. It was a word of encouragement, you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
So Frank, you were supposed to do that. You were supposed to say that. And I guarantee, besides just me, there's other people out there that are like, oh, man, this is awesome. So
right.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna close in prayer, and we're gonna send you guys off to enjoy family and the rest of your day. Here we go. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for the opportunity we have to come and hear a brother's testimony, his story, and like all of our stories, we can look at the details and all the stuff that. You know, we can hopefully be able to share our stories with others, and we can talk about what you have done for us, and kind of like what we read in Psalm 42 is, these are reminders. Your story in us is a reminder for us and for other people of just the praiseworthiness of what you do for us, Lord God. We just love you. We thank you for the opportunity we have to come and listen to this. Pray that you would bless the rest of our day. Help us to show our dads. We thank you and we appreciate you. Lord, just ask that you would protect Pastor John as they're traveling. They'll be away for a little while, and we just pray for the next week, the service that we will be putting on, and just ask that in the meantime you would protect us, help us to have you on the tip of our tongue. We just praise you, we thank you, we lift this prayer for your holy name.